After less than a year in office, this was Magdalena Andersson's final press conference as Sweden's first female prime minister.
It looks like the four right-wing parties have received just 50% of the votes in the election and in parliament. They have a one- or two-seat advantage. It's a thin majority, but it is a majority. So tomorrow, I will therefore ask for my dismissal as Prime Minister, and the responsibility for the process going forward will now be with the Speaker and the Parliament.
The man waiting to take the mantle is the leader of the Moderate Party, Ulf Kristersson. His centre-right coalition winning a parliamentary majority when the final votes from Sunday's general election were counted on Wednesday night.
Därför är mitt besked att jag vill samla.
My message is that I want to unite, not divide. Look at what unites, but also respect real differences of opinion. I want to instill hope. Also, big problems can be solved. We've solved big problems before. And if other countries can, then so can we. There's nothing so bad in Sweden that it can't be fixed with all that is really good.
But Kristersson's party is no longer the biggest in his coalition. That place goes to the far-right Sweden Democrats, who took more than 20% of the vote for the first time, having been welcomed into the establishment by the moderates.
They have perceived the Sweden Democrats as maturing somewhat and like changing in how the, to some extent, the rhetoric. Basically, the country has not been able really to handle the influx of migration in a good way. There will be some changes in, for example, there will be further restriction of the migration policy, for example.
Sweden Democrat leader Jimmy Åkesson's popularity has gone up, particularly among young people and women, amid Sweden's rising violent crime rate and segregation. Many Swedes fear the influence of the far right and want to hold on to the country's welcoming, inclusive values. It's a concern that makes the right-wing coalition uneasy allies ahead of the new parliament's first meeting on September 27th. Ulf Kristersson's chances of becoming Prime Minister are being complicated by the fact that some junior members of his coalition don't want the Sweden Democrats to have any ministerial posts. But with the Sweden Democrats being the biggest party in that coalition, there are some tough talks to be had in the next 2 weeks. Paul Rees, Al Jazeera, Malmö.